I don't think a lot of fans truly grasp the state of a lot of the older players, you know, that and some of the struggles they have with health and everything after putting their bodies through everything at the NFL. I know you're doing a lot here with FAIR to try and get older players more retirement benefits from the NFL. What can you explain a little bit about what, you know, when you retire now versus when you retire in 1973, and what the NFL provides and doesn't provide, and what it should be providing for the older players who lay the foundation?
Well, what's happening in 2021 is the new collective bargaining agreement, and you know, from pre-'93 retirees, you know, that was before free agency. After 93, free agency came, the salaries skyrocketed, the success of the league, you know, skyrocketed, and everybody was getting the benefits of the retirement plan, such as the NFL's annuity, severance plan. They had health reimbursement account, but the pre-93 guys were not able to be included. And what we're trying to do with FAIR is to get some the current Players Association, have them help represent us to bring up our pension from the pre-93 days. You know, those are the guys. Isn't it ironic that here we're celebrating 100 years and everybody is getting calls to do shows and everything else about the history of the league, and yet these guys that played in the earlier years are not treated fairly? You know, we want pension parity, and you know, the pre-93 people are not getting the same as the post-93 players are, and that's all it is. And the problem is that the pre-93 players don't have any representation at this collective bargaining agreement that's coming up. I mean, we were told, oh, we'll be taken care of, you know, whatever. Every other league, I mean, are about three times more for their players at the same years in 93, pre-93. Major League Baseball, hockey, and basketball all have these plans. And, you know, that's, you know, we're just trying to get some help, you know. And then they say, well, you know, there are dental plans and all these different plans for retirees, but who's going to pay the rent when you're making $500 or living on a $500 pension? Come on. I mean, it's only fair that these players who started it off, and I'll end with this, a sad case. I was talking to Gale Sayers about 3 or 4 years ago, and he was talking to a current running back at the time. And Jim Brown's name came up, and this young player, a running back, said, "Who's Jim Brown?"
Ugh.
So you can see our frustration with the current players that they're not, you know, who's Joe Namath? Who's, you know, all you old guys? Who's Bart Starr? We don't, you know, they don't even know. And this is what FAIR is all about. We're trying to get that out in front of these current players that, hey, if it wasn't for those guys ahead of you, you would be nowhere near making the kind of money and the pensions that you have today.
Yeah, you guys laid the foundation. Did you say $500 pension?
I was talking to a player. He was I don't want to give his name, but he played for the Vikings. I mean,
you don't have to give
$500.
That doesn't, I mean, because, and like you said, I mean, the health care and the safety and the measurements they're bringing in now, which hopefully will, you know, extend health well into people's 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, that wasn't there then. So when you're seeing someone like Gale Sayers struggling with dementia, and I know there's things with him and with other players that are having these issues where they're having to raise money because just basic needs for health care and for, you know, maybe home health care with nurses. nurses or getting into a retirement home, assisted living, these type of things for these players, they just can't afford it because they're just the billions of dollars that are rolling in now was thanks to the foundation that was laid in the 50s and the 60s and even before that. And you're just saying there's just not it's just not that back and forth in terms of the NFLPA looking back at these guys and saying, you know, we have to take care of these guys. We wouldn't be here without them.
Right. That was the problem playing back then. They had no knowledge of CTE or whatever. You know, it was, hey, you get knocked out. Hey, how many fingers are up? Get back in there and everything else. So they didn't know any better. And so a lot of guys are paying for it now with their health. And you know, it's CTE. Come on. It's so sad to see some of these guys that you know, I've got some problems with my legs, and I snap at myself for feeling sorry, because when I see Gail in a wheelchair, I mean, how lucky am I, you know? So I know there's other guys that are struggling, and, you know, it's just fairness. I mean, come on. And you're talking about maybe 4,000 players who are dying off at 100 and some a year, so it's going to run out. I mean, it's not going to take very long until all of us are gone, and those pre-93 players. So, pension parity—that's what we're trying to get.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense, and hopefully the NFLPA and the NFL will sit down and take care of you guys